1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully it's a great start for the week for you guys, and you had a solid weekend. I had a great weekend. Was able to go to the east side of the state, spend some time over there, see my brother, and just take time away from everything, which is always needed. Every once in a while, I need to escape. Was able to see the new Fantastic Four film, which I'm very excited about. I was very happy with it. I was excited to see it. I was really bummed I could not find one of those Galactus popcorn buckets. I really tried looking for one. One of my friends actually got a different Fantastic Four bucket that looks unbelievable. It looks so cool. It's like a little piece of each of the four Fantastic Four. So really cool. Love the movie. It's just a bummer because I really wanted that Galactus popcorn bucket, which is really funny. It's just absolutely obscene looking, but... And it's like, what do you do afterwards? Like, I guess I would just have to take that to the movies with me every time. People just must think I love Marvel. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We've decided to extend our exclusive VIP sound check with Government Mule to one more day. So we are still giving you the chance to get signed up to win this exclusive experience with Government Mule when they play Warner Vineyards August 31st. This is going to be a phenomenal experience. You're not only going to get in to the show with two general admission tickets, you're going to get into this sound check experience, which is going to be really wild, dude. Like, you're going to get the sound check before the show. You're going to get custom guitar picks in a collective case, Matt Apps drumsticks, a signature Warren Haynes Dunlop guitar slide, autographed sheet music from the band, laminate, like a whole bunch of swag that you're going to be able to take from these guys. And we've got this up for you on the 1077 RKR app. Click that Government Mule button, get signed up, and then listen tomorrow morning. I'm going to announce a winner for this exclusive sound check with Government Mule happening at Warner Vineyard. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1975 is a sixth studio album from Black Sabbath titled Sabotage. This is another great Black Sabbath album, and even Rolling Stone said this is not only Black Sabbath's best record since Paranoid, it might be their best ever. Featuring Am I Going Insane and Symptom of the Universe, this is a pure banger of an album. You need to have this in your collection. Pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl at 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Curious what you guys think about lane filtering and lane splitting as well, because we know there's a lot of motorcycle riders out there in Michigan, in Southwest Michigan, obviously want to share the road, look twice, save a life. Those are big slogans that you see a lot, give them space. But lane splitting and lane filtering, there's two very big differences about these. When it comes to Michigan, both lane splitting and filtering are illegal in Michigan, according to the Michigan Vehicle Code. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can get a little bit more acquainted with these terms, what they actually mean. I'm curious, for the motorcycle riders out there, how you feel about lane splitting or lane filtering in Michigan, if you think it should be legalized, hit me up on the chat button on the 1077 RKR app. I'd like to know. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Chuck E. Cheese was a huge part of my life growing up, and it changed a lot over the years. But one thing is for certain is I don't think this place is ever going to go away. It's been modified quite a bit, and there's a new modification for it. There is a Chuck E. Cheese arcade, and it actually serves alcohol. Now, there is a strict drink limit per adult. You can open up the 1077 RKR app and read about this, but it's kind of like a Dave and Buster's kind of situation. And currently, there are 9 locations. All of them are up here on the 1077 RKR app. Want to see if these could possibly eventually make its way to Michigan, because I like this kind of, concept. Like, I like Chuck E. Cheese, but it got to a certain point. I was not feeling like a kid anymore when I was going there. When small children are running up and grabbing your skee balls and throwing them across the room, I'm like, yeah, I think it's time. I think we've outgrown Chuck E. Cheese a bit. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's some things from the early 90s that I still remember that were like a big part of childhood, especially if you grew up as a kid in the 70s. And there was just a lot of things like... Some things were like pretty dangerous, like the jarts. Like if you remember those, I actually still do remember those things, the lawn darts, back when they were actually like sharpened with spikes. Like I can't even believe they sold those in stores like as a toy. And there is this full list on the 107.7 RKR app of all of these super nostalgic toys as a kid. The slip and slide is up there. My generation, there was the Crocodile Mile, that which was basically the same thing, but with like an inflatable like. Basically, it would like shoot you up and then you would land in like a thin water of pool. Willy Waterbug is another thing that's up here. Like there's so many cool toys that I've completely forgotten about up here on the 107.7 RKR app. And use that chat button too. Let me know some toys that you used to play with that you'd like to see make a little bit of a comeback without having to worry about breaking your hip in the process. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We like to give back to the community, especially everybody out there who's jamming the rocker at their workplace for supporting us. We want to throw you a pizza party. Heather Duff from Alta Material Handling won a pizza party for her and her company. And we're going to throw them a pizza party this week. You could get down on just such this thing by clicking that workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app and at WRKR.com. Click on it, get signed up every Friday right after 9. We're going to announce our new Workplace of the Week winner with BC Pizza Kalamazoo right before we crack that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, always looking out for local businesses in Southwest Michigan. That's why we've got dining deals. Two $25 gift certificates for only $25. So you spend $25, you get $25. We got a $50 worth of gift certificates to Tamale Kitchen in Kalamazoo, Mr. Don's in Battle Creek, and even Russo Restaurante and Mercado. This is a place that you definitely want to check out if you've never been there before. There are most recent dining deals up in Byron Center. They've got a lot of really cool stuff. Over 100 years in business as well. Again, these are only available on the Seize the Deal tab at WRKR.com.